To me, it's not just about the D2L. It's about the skills and integrating technology into practice so it's a seamless transformation and sharing between teachers and students. It's the pedagogical side, not just the hardware, because as Mark alluded to, we keep growing and we keep moving in this direction. If it's not D2L today, it's something else tomorrow. And so whatever skills they learn and the ability to interact and share online, those will be transferred to the next LMS or whatever. Like, when we talk about those devices, like 2014, we got a Windows 8 tablet. Well, what does learning online look like in 2018? So we're going to see a shift, but I think as long as we don't just focus on shoving content online, but talk about integrating it into practice, good practice, then I think everybody will be fine moving forward.
Great comment, Chris, and then Mark, and then we'll go to Leanne. So Mark, go ahead.
I'll keep it short, because Chris, you said it well. We gravitate to tools and we get into the comfort zone, but maybe just to add one little comment onto what you said so well, we have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I mean, we know 5 years out, the devices are going to change, the tools are going to change, the possibilities are going to change, and so as long as the core is about good professional practice, good assessment practice, and you meld that with digital learning, then that to me is...
Thank you, Mark. And Leanne, did you want to add something?
I guess mine just adds to that. When I started out at, I've been using Google Docs since 2008, and what it can do now and what it can do then, some things are the same and some are different. But I also started using Wet Paint Wiki back in 2006. And I did put a lot of work into it, but it was learning to think that way that made me a better teacher. That went away. I wouldn't use it now anyways because I've learned more and more about it. So for me, using D2L, if you've asked me 3 years ago, I was using my own personal website, and now I see my website more as a way to share as a professional, and the D2L is more of a way to kind of contain and curate knowledge in a smaller level, as well as sharing with other people who use D2L. So I think you have to start somewhere, and if there's someone who's worried D2L is great, and if D2L goes away, it's the way that you think about teaching using that is what's important, right? And the actual time you spend with one thing and the other is the same as you photocopy in English a set of stories and some kid puts a smiley face on it and they need to photocopy it again. This is just a different way of doing the same, for me, the same kind of thing, I think.
We didn't teach at a school where they put smiley faces on the pages instead. That's how they
it's
face
true.
Things.
We have not seen that.
Sorry, Brian, you were going to say something?
Mark, what you said there, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, wow, that is such a powerful statement because that could probably be the most important thing you model as a teacher. Because learning is difficult, right? And you have a group of kids in front of you who are facing that challenge every day. If you model that, well, here we go, you know, IT sent us this new piece of software, but let's figure it out. Like, that is the mindset, that growth mindset, that we can get kids to have that.
Hey, Petro, if you could add to that comment, can you share your comment about if you get out of your comfort zone, what happens?
Things go wrong. A lot of teachers don't like that. They don't like the feeling that something might go wrong. They are unwilling to step out of that comfort zone because they don't know, they're not sure what to do with that happen. But our kids need to see that happen so that they can generate skill and coping skills to deal with when things don't go perfectly.
And the more you get out of your comfort zone, the larger your comfort zone gets. Correct?
Right.
Thanks, Dave.